Welcome back to the Rewind That Tape podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Cash. And today we got everything to cover. A pretty exciting day in sports. All the way from baseball to the soccer world. But go ahead and start this off here with a little bit of NFL action, as we've had two extensions brought in today, signed today by two of the most promising stars on each side of the ball, starting off with Trayvon Diggs signing his extension worth $97 million with the Dallas Cowboys. Diggs, obviously, a couple of seasons ago, went crazy on interceptions. Over for 5 years, $97 million, I'm not complaining. I think as a Cowboys fan, I feel like this was a good deal. Got great value here for Diggs. He's a great cornerback. Obviously, there's been tape of him kind of ball watching and not following up with his route. But overall, I can't complain at all with his play. I mean, he's been a solid cornerback for this team. And I think it's excellent business here by Jerry Jones to get this extension over with, have him locked up for 5 years, because he's only going to develop from here. I mean, he's a young cornerback, obviously went through that system in Alabama, and has plenty of time to grow. And while he may have some flaws right now, I mean, being able to secure the bag and kind of have his focus 100% on the field will definitely aid in his development. But from a Cowboys fan perspective, I love this deal. And I think that it's going to pay off in the long run, because our defense is what keeps us in the games. I mean, oftentimes Dak he's so on and off, and it kind of hampers with the offense. But when the defense is getting stops consistently, giving this offense more opportunity, it's been huge. And so I think having Diggs locked up for these next 5 years is going to be great, because have DeMarcus Lawrence, obviously Micah Parsons, who's due for a huge extension soon. But I like this. I really like this move by the Cowboys. But this extension completely got overshadowed by Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers. I mean, wow. I did not expect this coming. I can't say I expected it coming at all. A 5-year extension worth $262.5 million. I mean, wow. This guy is going to be getting paid just over $50 million a year. Obviously, as we know, Chargers made the playoffs last year, had a horrendous choke to Jacksonville in the wild card round, but you know, there's some positives that they could take away from that year. I mean, Keenan Allen was injured for a good amount, and they were still able to produce offensively. And I'm not going to look at any numbers here from Herbert. We know how exceptional he is. The $50 million, to me, it's just insane. I mean, this guy, he's an elite talent, but I feel like what this is going to do to the quarterback market, it's just not good, because we have Joe Burrow coming up after this. It's just going to be more and more rookies getting done with their second, third year, and they're going to be getting this kind of money. I mean, Herbert's just setting the bar. This market's not going anywhere. These quarterbacks aren't going anywhere. They're going to keep demanding this money. We know how long the Lamar Jackson saga went on until he finally got a deal that he wanted with Baltimore. I mean, this deal was just insane to me. But, I mean, you have to do it if you're the Chargers. I mean, you don't have a ton of time to waste. I mean, you got Keenan Allen and Mike Williams right now, who don't have more than 3-4 years left in the tank, at least for Keenan Allen. And it's hard to go and develop that top receiver, especially when you're going to be drafting in the mid to late first round. So I think that this was the right move by the Chargers, but just from a contract perspective, like it just looks insane to me. But I think it was definitely fully deserved there. It's just the market that worries me. I think Burrow's going to be worth this money just because of what he's done with that Bengals team. Like, if we look at Justin Herbert, yet to get a playoff win, he's had one playoff appearance, and compare that to Burrow, where Burrow's already had that Super Bowl appearance and made it to the AFC Championship on top of that in a separate year. I think that's definitely deserving of this kind of money. But I don't know. Herbert just, it baffles me. He has yet to get a playoff win and already getting this money. Just from the market perspective, I mean, there's going to be quarterbacks who don't make the playoffs that are going to be getting this money in a couple years, which is crazy, but it's just the way the NFL is now. But moving on from that, we have another insane extension. This time in the NBA, it's with the Celtics and with forward Jaylen Brown agreeing to a 5-year extension worth up to, I believe it was $340 million. Let me fact check this really quickly. A 5-year extension that will be worth up to $304 million, excuse me. $304 million with the Celtics, which equates to being the richest deal in NBA history. And look, Jaylen Brown's a great player. We all know what he can do, but he did get exposed in the playoff with tape showing he can't drive left. I'm not going to say that happens 100% of the time because we don't know. He's an exceptional player, an all-star level player. But having that tag, richest deal in NBA history, it's just insane. He's going to be making $69 million in the 2028 NBA season. I think that, like the Chargers and Herbert, they had to do this. You just had to do this if you're Boston. You can't let him walk. Obviously, down the line, we don't know what could happen with this Celtics team. You know, if they fail to make the conference finals a couple years in a row, we could see Brown get traded. And it might not be for a whole lot, like we saw with this terrible Bradley Beal contract. He got traded for Landry Shamet and Chris Paul. Now, granted, that Chris Paul turned into Jordan Poole, which is an exceptional job done by the Wizards front office. But, I mean, when I'm not going to say that the Celtics won't make the finals anytime soon with this contract, but I'm saying if they don't, I don't know what team's going to look at Jaylen Brown and say, yeah, we're willing to pay that man $70 million next year. $70 million. I mean, that's just insane. It's the richest contract in NBA history for a guy that can't drive left some of the time. I'm not going to say all the time. But Celtics had to do it, and this is it. This is, they got 2-3 years left. Kristaps Porzingis trade now. You let Marcus Smart go, which to me is not a great decision. But we'll see how this Jaylen Brown contract ends up being, because now for the next 5 years, that richest deal in NBA history is going to be the only tag on him. Every bad performance he puts in, media is going to be saying, well, that's what the richest man in NBA is doing. Richest man in NBA history is doing. It's going to be a lot of flame getting thrown at the Celtics, but you know, we'll see if this pays off. I think you make the finals a couple times, even if it does, y'all don't win it, I think that doesn't even, like, that doesn't even justify this contract, but they had to do it. He was eligible for this extension by making the All-NBA team, for those who don't know, and the Celtics, you can't let him go. He's just too big of a part of that team, that organization, that culture, and overall, just a bonus to have on your team. But yeah, it's going to be up to $70 million in that fifth year, which is quite absurd, but you know, it's what they had to do. They had no other choice. I'm going to pause there with the extension talk. We're going to move on here, talk about some MLB action that went down today. Going down with the two Texas teams, I-45 battle, what I like to call it. The Houston Astros coming up on top against my Texas Rangers 3-4. It was another one-run win for the Astros, the second in a row on top of the Rangers. And this inches them, I believe, one game behind the AL West standings. And they play again tomorrow on the 26th. Look, the Rangers have been on fire this year. They've been insane, completely exceeded expectations, everyone's expectations. I mean, the rookies, Josh Young, Jonah Heim, all those young guys been playing exceptional. Corey Seager, Marcus Semien. I mean, not only has their batting been good, but I feel like defense for from Seager has improved a lot. Just a lot of these opportunities that he's had to grow as a Ranger on the defensive side of things, he's completely taken advantage of. And from a fan perspective, it's great to see, because that was one of the flaws in his first year with the Rangers, as well as his last few with the Dodgers, was that defense. And granted, that's improved. This whole roster has improved, really. But it comes down to these final couple of months here. You got September, October, and August, obviously, coming up, where it's the make it or break it. Because at one point in time, I think the Rangers had like an eight-game lead in this division. And now look at it, and it's one game. I mean, the Astros, the last 5 years won the AL West. And the veteranship is showing here. I mean, Jose Altuve, Kyle Tucker, they're kind of getting this team. Yordan Alvarez, who's not a veteran, but he's a young guy who's been in the toughest situations. You know, they're showing out, and they're quietly climbing up those standings. All the noise has been on Texas so far, and just how well they've done. But the Astros one game behind. I feel like that closing pitching, which has been always a struggle for the Rangers the last decade or so. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's just been horrifying. They're never able to close the job done. And since they brought in Aroldis Chapman, I mean, it's been good. But I think the way Chapman's been played, which is eighth inning, I don't like it. I feel like he's excelled way more in the ninth inning. But overall, I mean, I think it's going to come down to the wire here between the Rangers and Astros. But these are the games that the Rangers got to win if they want to punch their ticket to the playoffs via a division win. Clinching the AL West. But aside from baseball, I mean, we talked about Lionel Messi, a couple nights ago, me and Jay Prubbs on the pod, and he's back at it again. There's no words I have. I watched this game in Miami in the League Cup against Atlanta United. Messi netting a brace. He's just insane right now. And for how poorly this Inter Miami team played prior to Messi joining them, it just makes it that much better. It just makes you look at it from a different perspective, like what this 36-year-old man and how great he is right now. He's still that great. He's still that guy. 4-0 against Atlanta United, who are right now in position to make the MLS playoffs. So a playoff team beating them 4-0 in the League Cup. Messi had a brace. And if you're David Beckham right now, that's all I was thinking of. If you're David Beckham, like, you're just sitting back in your chair and you're smiling, because him doing this is just making you that much more money, giving you that much more publicity. Ticket sales are going to continue to go up. These sellouts at the Inter Miami Stadium are going to continue to happen, because this man is just, he's a machine, and he's putting on for Miami, the city. And I don't think he's going to slow down, because the way he played in this game against Atlanta United, his first start, he played 77-78 minutes. He just looked like in flow the entire time, counterattacking, playing these beautiful through balls to his teammates. They controlled possession, which was a huge factor. It's just insane to think about what this man's going to do for this Inter Miami club. And I'm not 100% sure. It's not a whole lot of time left in this MLS season, but, you know, Inter Miami are dead last. And no matter if they make the playoffs or not, it's just going to be crazy to see how much he improved this team with however many games are left. Regardless if they make the playoffs or not, that we already know they're going to finish probably at least five places ahead of where they are right now, just because of the pace this man is playing at right now, the fluidity, and just how simple he's making the game look so far. And the other thing is, they still have two trophies to win, the League Cup and the Open Cup, which if he's able to win one of them, it would be huge. Inter Miami in the semifinals of the Open Cup. If they're able to win that, able to win the League Cup, I mean, He has one more trophy to win in this MLS, and he's basically conquered American football already. So I think that from a fan perspective, you can't do anything but just sit back and watch. And I think that that's what Americans need to do right now. Start taking stock in this, buying stock in this MLS. I mean, getting yourself familiarized with the game, it just makes the experience that much better. And on top of that, I feel like from my perspective, you know, watching MLS at first, it may be tough, but I think that once European soccer starts here in August, it's just going to make it that much more fun to watch both leagues because they're both fun to watch. MLS has a ton of crazy goals. Europe obviously has the top players in the world. So I think that now is a perfect time to get started, get invested into soccer, and just follow along with Messi's American journey. I don't, there's really not much else to say because 3 goals in less than an hour of playing football with Inter Miami. There's no better way he could. There's no better play. There's no words for it. I don't know how to describe it because he's the greatest player of all time. He's doing this at 36, taking a club that was dead last, putting them top of their group in these cup competitions. But at the end of the day, it's just got to take it in and got to appreciate it because it's probably going to be two, three more years of this. But yeah, I think that's going to wrap it up for today's pod. We'll see you all tomorrow on the next one. Thank you for listening tonight or today, whatever it is. Make sure to follow us social media at Rewind That Tape on Instagram, at Rewind_Tape on Twitter. We're on Bleacher Report, TikTok as well. And hit us up, DM us with suggestions you have, and we'll see you on the next one.